Well, all that took 30 years. wasn't done overnight. And as the author of two novels, which I wrote both in English and Spanish, which are therefore accessible to you, I would like to read to you tonight my bilingual testament. The House on the Laguna and Eccentric Neighborhoods. When I wrote them, I discovered that biculturalism and bilingualism in this country are not only possible, but a very enriching possibility. In Puerto Rico, as part of a multicultural community, we can look at the world through different sets of glasses. We can see and understand social transformations and developments from very different perspectives. One language can reveal things to us that remain hidden in the other. We can focus on things better as each language acts as a filter, clarifying our thoughts from diverging points of view. Being a bilingual writer, I've discovered something I believe is important. Words, language, is what holds us together as civilized societies. And in the modern world, it has become more and more important to speak more than one language. I think, for example, that it would be wonderful if Spanish were to be recuperated by those citizens of Hispanic origin in this country who have lost it in exile. And I believe it is a distinct possibility that this country, where the Hispanic population is becoming more and more important, may adopt Spanish in the not-too-far-off future as its second official language. Considering how important communication has become in our present time, to speak both English and Spanish, the language of more than half the population of this continent, today would be the reasonable thing to do for the United States. In this past, those immigrants who came to this country would forget their maternal language of their own accord or would be encouraged to do so by the authorities. It was the reasonable thing to do as exiles had to learn to adapt to a new life and a new society. Amnesia was, to a great extent, the best cure for the pangs of exile. Today, all this has changed, and the Hispanic minority is not being absorbed by the Anglo majority, but is living side by side with it, adding its culture to the rich diversity of North America. Even those who have lost their native language because they arrived here as part of previous waves of immigrants are looking today to recuperate their lost languages, assisting the universities, taking language programs for this purpose, etc. To acquire a new language is to become a new person, to acquire roots that will give our lives additional meaning. In my case, this has been so. When I write in English, I am a different person, although I returned to live in Puerto Rico 7 years ago after living 9 years in Washington. I am an independent woman, and I keep a cold eye for controversial themes. In Spanish, I am still sentimental and baroque, playful instead of utilitarian or puritanical. In Spanish, I love to play, and I love to make love and celebrate. Thank you.